The world is a wonderful, magnificent, definite place. It is so beautiful. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The world is a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic place. It's a place of great integrity, great purity. It is a place of magnificence, a place of trust, of love, of honor. It is a place where things are doing what is natural, things are doing what is normal, and things are doing what is beautiful. We look at the various countries of the world and we see how they respond to life. And we find that here and there a few little situations occur that indicate where people have been living honest, beautiful, upright lives, and the world believed in them and trusted in them. And then all of a sudden, one of them or two of them or some of them decided that they could go contrary to what is the highest best. They decided they could go contrary to following the principles and following the rules and following the values upon which they built their life, upon which their life was guided and governed. They felt they could make a little switch and make a little change. Now, you all know the names of these people who have done these things, and in some cases the law has caught up with them. But in all cases, the law has caught up with them. For we live in the law of cause and effect. We live in a world of principle. We live in a world guided by certain fundamental principles, fundamental rules, we might call them. And these fundamental rules are universal and always the same. To do that which is right. Now, as we hear me say, do that which is right, we think, to do that which the law says is correct, and to do that which the community says is right, and to do that which our background and our teaching and our training says is right. And this is not correct. If you believe in yourself 100%, and you believe that whatever you're doing is just fine, and you're doing it with wisdom and with beauty and with integrity for following a principle, you will always be a success. Even when you're doing something which is not correct according to the human laws, the society laws, and the rules of mankind. For it's as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I like to tell this little story because it's so simple and so significant. There was a young man and young lady who were very wonderful people, and they liked each other. They believed in each other, and they wanted to get married eventually. They were very good friends. And the young lady had the natural values that anyone is brought up with, that you should never try to hurt another person and not try to take from another person. And the young man, he was brought up with those same values. But the young man went to work for a company, and this company named him their their hitman. And this company was a company that the young man believed in. He believed that what they were doing was right. He believed that they were a good company. And they taught him that they were a good company, that they had the right to do all the things that they wanted to do. And his boss, his employer, would require him to go out and silence people who were not harmoniously doing what the company wanted done. He was a hitman. He would go out and he would shoot people. He would kill them. Now, in anyone's mind, in in even the broadest reach of our thinking, to shoot somebody else is incorrect. Unless you don't believe it's incorrect. Unless you believe that the purpose is right for you to go out and kill a person. You say, well, who in their right mind, in the entire universe, in the entire space continuum, could ever believe that that was right? Well, let's say humanity believes that's right. Humanity believes that's right? That's right. We have sort of a twist in our attitude, and we think that if people will not cooperate with us, we should go and shoot them. We should go and force them by guns and by whatever it means to do what it is that we feel they should do. And we, as a country, have a right to go and go with arms against other people. Now, that's bad enough. But then, when we think we have to go protect our brother's rights and our brother's world by going over and fighting on his behalf, we go over and do that even with something that is of not of any interest to us, except to protect another man's right, as we feel it is. And we call this war. We call this the right of anyone in war to go and shoot other people, as long as you're shooting the enemy, as long as you're putting them away, as long as you're stopping them. There are certain rules that you cannot shoot them when they're prisoners of war, and you cannot shoot them when they do this and that and the other thing, but you can shoot them on the battlefield, and you can shoot them very well and very nicely. And this is okay. Killing is okay. We teach us that we love to hunt. We go around shooting animals, and the animals are not doing anything to us. Animals are dwindling in numbers in the forests and in the wild areas, and yet we feel it's wonderful to go out and shoot them, and we nobilize the people who go out and do the great hunter, the great white hunter, the great hunter who's going on safari and all that sort of thing, and they're going out and killing and they're going out and shooting. And we feel nothing of the idea of killing our excess dogs and cats and so forth and putting them to sleep because there's no one to take care of them. But What should we do? What should we do? What the people who are in the dog and cat protection business, they say, let's educate people to take care of their dogs and cats and have them spayed so they will not bear a bunch of dogs and cats, and that will be a burden on the society, and someone else has to take care of their children, their dogs and cats. Well, that's a very interesting thing. That's contrary to nature, it's contrary to the purpose of life, but it is a way of protecting that. It's a way of doing it. Theoretically, you would keep the male and female dogs apart that you didn't want to breed, that you didn't want to take care of. And if you let them be together, then you have announced that you want to take care of them and you want to maintain them and take care of whatever puppies come for all of their life. Now, what does this have to do with the hitman? Well, the hitman came to my attention, and he's working with the mafia, and as a mafia hitman, his boss would tell him to go and put someone away because they were not doing something the boss wanted done, and the boss said, that's enough. And so the hitman would go out and shoot the person, and then he would go about his business, and strangely enough, he was not captured, he was not caught, he was not restrained by society because he didn't believe what he was doing was wrong. He truly didn't believe what he was doing was wrong. He believed that he was doing the right thing. And then one day, this hitman was at his girlfriend's house, and she said, Do you see what I just saw on the news here? A hitman killed this person, and the police don't know who the hitman was, but they know that he was killed as a mafia activity. And the man who is the hitman, the boyfriend of this girl, said, oh, that's not bad. That's he's probably just doing his job. And the girl said, doing his job? No time ever do I believe it is right to kill another person. No time do I ever believe it is right to go out and murder people and call it business or call it right. It's not right. It just is not right, she said. And they talked quite at length about this, and he did not let on that he was the hitman who had killed this man, but he listened to her. Well, he went home that evening. His mind was all in a tizzy, and he didn't know what to think. He knew that his boss hired him to do this job, and he did the job. He did it right. He did not hurt anyone else. He just put this person who was bothered to his boss away, and that was it. And he had done that with many others. And so all of a sudden, he had a new vision of what was right. He had a new vision of values, and the value was, you have no right to take the life of another person. You cannot do that. It just is not the right thing to do. And so when he went in to see his boss the next day, he said to him, boss, I'm sorry, but I cannot be the hitman anymore. And the boss said, oh, why is that? Well, I talked to my girlfriend, and she was telling me how she felt that it was wrong to kill people for any reason. And she said that the hitman cannot just go around killing people because that's what he's told to do by his boss. You can't do that. And she didn't know that I was the hitman. She had no idea. But we were discussing it back and forth, and I was trying to tell her that this was a job that the hitman probably had, and he was just hired to do this job because his boss wanted him to do it. And she was very insistent on saying that at no time is it right to kill another person. No time. It's better for yourself to be destroyed than for you to kill another person. It just is not right. And boss, I'm afraid I'm sort of useless to you because I just can't do it anymore. And the boss says, okay, I understand. Doesn't make too much sense to me, but if that is where your attitude is, you would be a detriment to me rather than a benefit. So that's it. So the guy no longer was a hitman. You say you doubt that he would be let off that easy. Well, what was the result is whatever the result was. Those things we don't always have acknowledgement to. We can make up a story, but that's not in my awareness at the moment of what did happen. But he could no longer do it because he now changed his values. He now changed his principles. Now, what about you? Are you going to change your values and your principles? How are you going to do what you're going to do? Are you going to go out and take advantage of things just because they're there to be taken advantage of? Or are you going to always do what you believe is right and just and true? Are you going to have values that you live by? Now you say, well, of course. And then I bring to your attention, the majority of the people on the face of the earth have these very exquisite values. They are against killing. They are against these things. It is only when the government tells the people of their nation that they have to go to war. It is only when the government of a nation tells their men, women, that they must go and fight on behalf of their country, that people do this. The number of people in the military, basically, full-time if you want to say, is very small compared to the number of people on the face of the earth. Just as in our prisons, the number of people is very small. Just as in our hospitals, the number of people is very small. You say, but, no, think about it. Think about it. The number of people is very small. They're building a new city over in Masdar, and this city over in Saudi Arabia is quite amazing, quite fantastic. And it's going to have a population in the city of some 50,000 people, and it's going to have a population of office workers of 40,000 people. And these will be the people in that community, in that city, every day. And the city is being built on 2.5 acres, and it is costing $21 billion. And it's a concrete city that is going to be a cool city to be in that desert community. And it's going to be a place where people like to go. It's going to have many amenities to it. And it's being built rather fantastically. Now you say, how could they afford to do that? Well, they have the money and they can afford to do it. And they're doing it and they're having fun doing it. But that's a rare thing. But is it possible? Can it be done? Yes, it can be done. Can the nations of the world at some point in time set a new set of values for themselves? That they might have a police force, as the British had done so long in London. They had policemen who never carried guns. They carried a stick, they carried other things, never any guns. And what a wonderful way to patrol the beats without guns. Now, they were respected, and they were highly respected, and they were highly efficient. We don't need to have guns to rule the world. There are many people, minority, super, super minority, who are interested in having everyone have guns. Well, guns are truly not the end and all. They're not the way that society wants to be controlled. Love makes the world go round. And as we teach love and honesty and integrity, we will have love, honesty, and integrity. And we look at the world of finance, and we find a few bad apples in there. And yes, they're big, but the smaller apples aren't getting that much attention, but they're taken care of too. Whenever anyone violates the rules by which they should be governing their life, whenever anyone violates the programs by which they should be guiding their world and their universe, it has a way of catching up with them. It has a way of stopping them. Now, there are times when things happen that people are unaware of what's going on, but they're in that company, they're in that foray, and in the process, they get taken down. Just like the young men who are called into the military and they go to war and they get shot. Are they the ones who felt that they should go out and shoot other people, or were they trained to go out and shoot other people? Were they trained to go out and be a military force who was going out and taking away the rights of other people to live or to be or to do dumb things as they wish? When we think that we have the right ever to go out and kill another person, we should rethink ourselves very seriously. For the world was not created for death. The world was created for life. Our bodies are not created to go out and hurt other people. Our bodies are created to live in harmony and peace within ourselves. When we allow ourselves to have the lack of conviction that the hitman had, who believed it was perfectly okay to go out and shoot other people, then that's what we do. Our movies, our television shows, the things where we show people who are letting their emotions rule their life. The things that we are reaching and seeing were the violence of the Star Wars and the violence of all these other type of war shows that go on television and on the movies. As we rethink those things and rethink, is that where I want to put my attention? Is that where I want to put my life? Is that the type of thing I want to be as my code of ethics, my values? Well, if it's not, then let it go. You stop watching it as of yourself. Others will stop watching it as of themselves when you put a cause in motion. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is a world of values, a world of greatness, of respect and honor for your fellow man. There now is a world of peace and harmony and goodness in all the universe, in all the world, in all that we know. It now is there. And watch, as you put that cause in motion sincerely for yourself, as the hitman believed it was okay to do what he did, and then he changed his values, and it was no longer okay, he couldn't do it anymore. So you, as you change your values, and realize that all is good and very good, and that we are doing only those things that are beneficial for ourselves and others, our values take on that issue. And we no longer feel we have a right to do anything just because we're not caught for it. We no longer feel that way. And of course, most of us don't feel that way. Most of us feel that our values are so strong and so pure and so beautiful and so good that that's what we want to live by. Well, this day say, I now live in harmony with myself and my world, and all is in divine right action now. I now live in harmony with myself and my world, and all is in divine right action now. Say this for yourself, and watch the miracles happen in your life, as all those ugly things that are contrary to the highest and best as we understand it cease to be, and only the highest and best remains in our every experience. Think on these things, for these things are what makes the world go round, and these things are what makes your values stand out for you as the only and the most important thing in the world. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.